Oh, we're ready to go right here.
Yeah, we are ready to go.
Let me just get a little of this on. I am ready for the gratitude. Are you?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I'm grateful that we got out for that ride this morning.
Yeah.
I'm grateful that we're in here and we're getting this done. I'm grateful for this commitment that we've made to our health and to each other. And I'm grateful that everybody is back for another episode.
That's right. That's right.
90 people before I get started. This is what I wanted to say before we get into everything. 90 people will die during this podcast unnecessarily.
Well, I'm hoping to change that with you in the next hour.
That's right. We're going to keep talking about the leading killer, heart disease, until it doesn't become one.
And we'll talk about a little tough love.
Hey, you don't say that.
I see what you're doing. I see how much you care. I watch your coaching lives and stuff.
Well, buckle up for this episode of Plantspiration Unplugged, you guys.
That's right. We're John and Stephanie. I'm glad you're back. We are the founders of Plantspiration, and we started that nonprofit to help people go plant-based, save some animals and the planet at the same time.
That's right. People know us for losing 250 pounds as a family, reversing all of our chronic diseases, and breaking free from the standard American diet. Now, today, people know us for crushing chronic disease and reaching and teaching people all over the world how to do it. And in here, we're just kind of unplugging and talking about how we've kept the weight off between us, how we've started the nonprofit, and how we said, hey, you guys, we'll start a podcast. Let's just show you that when you show up every week, turn the camera on,
do it,
you actually get stuff done.
That's right.
Nice. What a day. So what a week we've had. Once again, we're busy. You know, so people are always like, well, how could you eat so healthy? You know, there's never going to be a good time. It's never going to get like, oh, this is the perfect time to start doing this.
Yeah, so now I'll go plant-based. I got all this other stuff out of the way. Okay, today's a good day.
Doesn't work
like
that.
Any day is a good day. The next meal is a good time to start.
It doesn't work. Yeah, I mean, this class this week that we just did on heart disease, by the way, I could talk about heart disease every day because, like I said, it's the leading killer. And when you go in and it comes up for people and you mention plant-based, then they start talking about somebody who's 80 years old that they know. Like, what? Am I jumping ahead too far?
No, I love it. I love it. I'm just thinking about, like, engineering told me that was, like, the most people we had in class, you know?
What was that?
For the class, that wasn't the most. No, I'm saying for a heart class, like people are listening to what you're saying.
They're definitely listening, but now I want to get them doing because this is a lot of what goes on.
There's a big difference there between, you know, hearing it and knowing it, but doing it. Mm.
That's another big part is we want to get people actually doing it. And I mentioned this week in class, and I'm going to ask everybody out there, I mean, how many of you guys are, when you're driving, how many of you buckle up?
Oh, yeah.
Do you buckle up? You buckle up.
Every time, of course.
Certainly. Why? Why are you buckling up?
Because I want to keep myself safe.
Want to keep yourself safe. Now, let me ask you this.
Let's say, what's going to happen or when it could happen. If you're not ready for it, well, something's going to happen.
This is what I said to everybody in class. Do you take your seatbelt off halfway to your destination?
No, that's ridiculous.
Why is it ridiculous?
Because you're just not being safe. You're gambling.
Nobody does that. And when I'm in class and we say to all the attendees, hey, how many of you guys wear your seatbelt? Everybody, of course, wears their seatbelt. And everybody says it's to keep themselves safe.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the food that we're putting on our plate, people are glitching.
Why doesn't it still apply?
Well, why weren't we applying it?
Well, we didn't know.
We didn't know, number one. Mm-hmm. But then once we knew, it was like we just went, well, I mean, the first time I knew, I was like, 6 months later, it really kicked in. But once I really watched the information and I saw the movie Forks Over Knives. Once we were ready for it and we watched it, which was the information I laid out in Wednesday night class. Uh-huh. We laid it out, you know, as a plant interventionist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get it out there and I say, this isn't an opinion. This is just the evidence and we can reverse heart disease. We can prevent heart disease. It doesn't need to be the leading killer. We just have to acknowledge that eating animal is going to be... What is that noise?
I don't know.
Wow, what is that?
That's the fact, Jack, though. I mean, seriously, if you're eating animals,
it's the problem. It's the problematic animal protein. It's the fat clogging up the arteries.
It's driving.
Let's see if we can fix it.
It's driving without the...
The seatbelt on.
Yep.
It's driving without the seatbelt on. It damages your arteries. Whoa, we're having technical difficulties. Is that me?
A little flutter noise.
Can they hear it? Oh.
I don't know.
Now we're flying. Oh, perfect.
There we go.
Thank goodness you know all that
stuff.
Maybe
you could, maybe couldn't, but...
Anyway, we'll get more into that. I want to go back and ask you, how was your week? Because it has been like, again...
I know.
We're trying to settle in.
It's been rapid fire.
Really?
I mean, right coming back from ICNM, then it was like, boom, back at work.
Was work busy?
Yeah, it was crazy. I had two different tech dudes there getting a new CNCs all leveled off and installed, and so we can commission the...
get your springs done.
Yeah, I need to make some tools, man. This new machine moves so fast.
What was your favorite meal that you ate this week? I'm going to get right to that.
I'll tell you what, my favorite was like for days, and it's even today.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
The beans and rice. Beans and rice and corn and everything nice. Whether it's in a bowl or in a wrap, I'm telling you, it's...
How do you make it?
It's good.
People are wondering how we just knocked out a 27. How many miles did we just go? Let's talk about that for
something.
A second.
23 this morning?
Let me just see. So we did, I am right now currently, let me just have a little moment to boast. This
gives me a moment to 19,000. If you'd like one of these Plantspiration mugs, you can go to the merch section.
Plantspiration.org. You can get some merch. You can get some shirts. You can get some aprons. You can get some awesome stickers. You can get everything in there, and all monies go right back into helping save more lives. So thank you so much for all of you for that, and thank you for everybody out in YouTube, by the way, for liking, subscribing, sharing. I can't believe we're up to 60,000 followers.
Wow.
Give me some claps for that. Thank you, guys.
The crowd goes wild.
This is what I mean about showing up. Let me tell you what,
awesome.
How
I'm
far would
you,
we
yeah.
have gotten if we would have never put the camera on?
Oh, what do you mean? We would have never gotten anywhere. We wouldn't have got out of the driveway.
We wouldn't have done anything. So that's what we're saying. When you show up, you actually make stuff happen. And was it, you know what? Hold on. I'm going to slow it down. We just got off the trail. It's been a busy week, and we made this happen today. I wanted to make sure we got in here. We've got these notes. Afterwards, we're going to quickly upload this. I've got to get an email out. So my mind is kind of going a little bit, and I need to take a breath.
You need to take a breath. We're just going to sit here and talk about
and
all
that's
this.
What you say all the time. I just want to go in there and shoot this. And I say, okay.
Yeah. No notes. I'm like, I'll just...
Well, I do... Highlights. I do have some.
It's just too much for me. I got highlights.
What does your highlights look like?
Just like yours.
Let's go. So what were we going to say? So I'm at 19,884 miles.
Getting close.
I'm really trying to get this in before the end of the year. And I know
that's easy.
I could do that by next week. I'm going to do that
next.
That's
Five
more little wimpy rides.
Well, 20 miles.
And this morning, what we did was... Are you dropping everything over there?
Usually.
24 miles we got in.
Oh, nice.
We did get in 24 miles. And I can tell we should have a drink of water. Let's chug.
Chug. Chug. Chug. Chug. Chug. Chug.
I didn't plan that.
Go.
Okay, here we go.
Chug. Chug. Okay.
I'm kind of having flashbacks.
Wow. Okay. Now that everybody got a drink of water,
everybody
back
should
to the
stop
show.
And take a drink of water.
Actually, you smell fantastic, I gotta tell you. That's pretty awesome. Where did that come from? What is that?
So, Isabel and I, my daughter and I, we went out to this really awesome place. I'm gonna have to look up their name so I don't botch it right off the gate. But it was the Babe Bodega.
Yep.
And oh my gosh, is it awesome.
I screenshotted you. I was like, where the hell is she at?
Oh my gosh, it was the cutest place ever. Like, people could get their eyelashes done in there. They could do... So we went for a perfume making class.
That's awesome.
Never did anything like this in my life. It was the coolest thing ever. I sat down with the coolest people ever. I could... The one time I leave the house, well, I know Isabel goes. You just got back from DC. Why are you saying you never leave the house? I'm like, well, we don't.
That was kind of work too. So
yeah, that was work. You know? So we went out and did this, which I didn't know what to expect. But we sit down and it's like trays, and right away I'm like, ooh, we're mixing stuff. This
I know.
Is
I
be
saw
cool.
the pictures, the little video. I'm like, it's like a chemistry lab in there, dude.
It was
like real.
It was so cool. They went through, we're going to get into this, I guess, and talk about this because first
we're
of all,
we're talking about it.
I just always want to say this too. Would I have been doing this stuff before?
No.
Unheard of. Mm-hmm. I didn't go out and do anything unless it was.
Even the bracelet you got the bracelet over there.
Can you believe that too?
You would have never did a bracelet.
I didn't know these things existed, so I'm going to tell you about this stuff. So it's a, now I forgot the dang name of it.
Bodega?
No, what, that's the place of where it's at, but this is called a,
That's a permanent freaking bracelet.
That's what it's called, a permanent bracelet.
Yeah, they like weld it on. It's pretty cool.
We did a lot of miles. I think we need more water. So this was a permanent bracelet I got on, and that was an appointment after the whole thing. So the permanent bracelet and the permanent jewelry is a whole section in there. And then we did this section of just making this scent. And she went around and there was just five of us. It was Isabella, it was myself, and it was these three other really cool. These ladies were so awesome. And I heard them. They were like, you know, I was tempted to go out. They were talking about doing karaoke. And I was like, man, I would love to do that. Oh, wow. Ladies, please keep following me, and if you're ever out doing karaoke out there again, I would absolutely love to. I've never done karaoke.
That would be great.
This mic is making me want to do it.
Oh,
because shucks. You know I like to sing. I know. But I would totally let it rip. It. Do you think I should go up there and do that?
That would be great. Yeah, you sing good. You know, I'm not all just right. saying that. You know, you
yeah. belt it out.
You catch a note.
They were great, and. The gal who started the, I think her name was Gabrielle, and I'm so sorry if I botch this, a girl who was doing the perfume class, we would get this scent, you know, on this little tube, and we could smell it, and we pass it around. And the first time I smell everything, you know, I'm just like, wow, this is awesome. I love this right out the gate. Kitty, what the, don't we have a do not enter we're recording on?
Yeah, we should. Why I don't is he think doing he reads that? English.
Axel, shut the door.
Oh, man.
So anyway, she's passing around the smell, and it's like a top note, it's called. So there's this main smell that we have, and we're passing it around, and it gets to this last, her name was Millie, and I love this. So she gets the smell, and she's sitting across from me, and hi, Kitty. I love you so much.
What did Millie say?
She said, when she got this first smell, she goes, I feel like it kind of smells like Vicks. And son of a gun, the minute she said it, it was like, give me that. Now I smell Vicks.
Oh, boy.
So my throat clears out. My nose clears out. I'm ready for the rest of the thing. Then I notice she's doing check marks. I'm doing check marks on stuff. So I'm just cracking up. I'm like, this is the perfect energy. This is the perfect vibe. Mm. Let's just keep this going. So we had a great time. And then afterwards, I did the bracelet, the permanent bracelet.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Stays but under. It's really cool, that little eyeball on there.
Well, I like that stuff.
I know.
So it was... we did this afterwards, after we did the perfume stuff. Right. And anyway, you like the smell.
I do like the smell.
Maybe.
Is it like vanilla or something?
It's more. You're going to shut the door? Yeah, let's do this. Hey, this is real time, you guys. This is real life. We're recording. We're doing our thing. So the smell I use, which I really got into, we went through, my God, so many. The hard part was just trying to narrow it down to one the whole time.
I bet.
I narrowed it down to two. You could do drops of different stuff, and it was just exciting to be talking to these other gals. It was exciting to be out with Isabel. It was exciting to have a great time. And the whole place, I was taken back, like, oh my gosh, the t-shirts, the hats, the cool, there was like a boutique on top of it, and candle making classes, and lipstick making classes, and then it was all vegan, and you know, they had,
cool.
Right away it was like, this is cruelty free, and I thought, okay, this is
for me.
Let's do this. So my smell is great.
I love it.
I smell like pears and vanilla.
And vanilla. It's very nice.
I mean, that there was more to it than that, but
yeah. But it's nice.
I love it.
I like it. It's not like overpowering. It's just.
And then they said it would be even better in 24 hours. So then I thought,
wow.
Let me just keep rubbing
it
on me.
Maybe that's what it was.
Can you still smell it?
It's really nice.
Well, I love it. I love it. And we had a really great time. But the best part of the week was the class. We had a great class this week. We had great food. We still are talking about this food. beans you made.
I'm telling you, beans and corn, that corn, that fire roasted corn, refried beans, you know. And I'm telling you, I noticed on the cans when you're buying them, you got to look. Some have oil in them and seasonings and all this stuff, but.
How do you explain that to people?
What do you mean? It's on the label. It's refried beans and water.
Or how hard is that?
Like, that's it.
It's not that hard, is what we're saying, to pick up and make sure you're just get some beans, and you could eat all the refried beans you want. Throw some corn in there. That's because I smell it on top of the perfume. It's I'm so still smelling the bowl.
Good. It's good. It's really I warmed good. Some up, man. I needed some kind of something. It was really tasty. Then I threw some jalapeno slices on there. That's how a little you get Valentina rolling.
Yeah,
sauce.
I saw that. When I went downstairs, I was like, this is absolutely like a restaurant when it smells like a restaurant. Anyway, so basically what we're saying is we're committed to coming in here. We're committed to keep inspiring people to be making these simple meals. To even if your life is busy, even if stuff is stressed out, we keep on talking about like there's something we can do.
Heck yeah.
But people are so unfortunately stuck in the system, stuck in their ways, and I'm really trying, we're both really trying to get them to understand.
Yeah, I tell you, I understand more because the rest of my week, I was going to say, was watching lives that you do, and I saw you like open up a little bit on Thursday, like, hey, now.
I said it.
Yeah, enough of the bullshit.
I said it, and I know, oh my God.
But
I never have done that.
It's a tough love, though. But it's things people want to hear. They don't. You can't be sugarcoating it.
I've never gotten like that, and I get like that because I got like this week. Well, it took me back a minute because I was like, man, why am I feeling that way? Where I was like, come on, cut the shit. I said, you know, and it's because we just left this conference. We have people who themselves have done it and they're doing it right in front of everybody else. And what we're teaching people to do, they're actually doing. When you come into the Saturday support group, I always say it's important that we put the camera on. We can't hide from the truth.
You're hiding from.
We're talking about evidence-based stuff, not just say this is cool, but when you're coming in and you're showing up with the camera on, what does that say?
That says you're fully involved.
You're fully invested.
You're like working on yourself.
And
you're
that's really hard.
It is hard. And because at the same time, it's vulnerable, you know?
It is.
People try to stay safe. And I totally understand that, having your camera off, you know? But putting it on gives you more power and to really progress. It's where the
growth happens.
Growth, that's the word.
This is what I say, the growth happens. Mm-hmm. And when I, you know, and here's the thing, like, I love everybody.
I know.
I actually like these people. I understand the struggle. I understand the obstacles. I understand the little talk in your head of, well, just one more time. And you know what I mean? I'll start off fresh tomorrow, or I'm not going to write this down in my chronometer and I'm going to pretend that this didn't happen.
Well, I already had that, so I might as well just.
While we're at it, let's just keep going. But I was traveling.
Yeah.
I was stressed out.
I didn't have anything else to eat.
I was at a birthday. I had work.
Yeah.
I mean, what I hear it all the time.
Yeah.
What else? What were we going to say?
No, it's just like anything that just anything can throw you off.
So what do you think we did that was different that we said that day, nothing is going to get in our way? Because we went to parties. We had get-togethers.
Non-negotiable. It was just what like was my it? Health is first and foremost, and that's what I need to focus on. And if you got a problem with that, that's on you.
Well, we went 100% at what is what it was, and somebody asked me, and it came up a couple times. Well, actually, people ask me all the time, how did you lose so much weight so fast? So let's talk about that for a second. How did we lose so much weight so fast?
Off. We ate our plants off.
I get frustrated when I see how easy that was, and it is for some people. And then I get frustrated because they're so ingrained in these habits of cutting back food or putting their seatbelt on halfway.
Yeah, true.
Hold on, I've already been halfway there, so I'm just going to unbuckle and just, you know, whatever happens, happens. I want
That's
every-
still a diet mentality.
It is.
That's still after that weigh-in day, that afternoon or whenever after weigh-in day at Weight Watchers. Then it's like, you just
it's not helping anybody. It's not. And I know they're capable of it because I know that thought. I know that talk. I know that road. Mm-hmm. I know the road. So I see all these people who I will never forget. Maybe they don't understand how much I remember in my mind. Explain to them the photographic memory I have word for word verbatim.
Oh, you are always there. Like your memory is too spot on.
It's so spot on that if you're listening to me and I've ever worked with you, I've had one call with you, I can absolutely remember verbatim what your first call with me was, mm-hmm. what you wanted to do, and how much that you wanted to do it. Like right now, 52 people are flashing before my eyes.
Wow.
Because I know what they say and what they want and where they're at, and I'm mm-hmm. so grateful in that moment that they make that commitment and I get that, they make that appointment and they keep that appointment. That's that, and they know what to do. So then there's that whole next part where they know what to do. You just have to not eat any processed foods. You've really got to eat all you want of these foods that you're going to have to make or yep. set aside some time to do it. And I know they're capable of it, but then it's like they slip back into that old pattern of, I'll start on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's these tools that I'm bringing in.
I'll do it when the time's right.
Every single day, eat your plants off. I want people to not just hear these words roll off my mouth. I want them to genuinely eat their plants off. We have the leading killer heart disease out here. It's just walking around.
It's not happening from potatoes and beans.
90 people are going to die by the end of this podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's tragic. And people are coming up with excuses every day.
It's unnecessary.
When you're buckling up to get in the car because you're trying to keep yourself safe. But when it comes to food, there is this disconnect, this I will start tomorrow buckling up. And I do not want to lose another single person. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand sometimes why you're faced with high cholesterol, you're faced with disease, and you're faced with a cookie. And that is the choice that you're going to make over your health. But you're going to get in the car and you're going to buckle up and keep yourself safe there. So what are you going to do differently this week to stay buckled up all the way? Because if you're listening to this, you're obviously thinking like, oh, weight loss, lose weight, live longer, get healthy, eat better, go bike riding. Somebody actually asked about bike riding rules this week.
Really?
But this is why I got so fired up.
Yeah, because it really is that easy.
To eat more, to stay focused, and to show up is the hard part. So you're right. It is easy once you're on the highway and you're in the lane and you've right. got your windows rolled up and you're listening to the music here.
Yeah, exactly.
Without
all the noise and distraction of all the...
Yeah, the tools are here. We teach not just how to eat. We teach the pillars of lifestyle medicine. And it's learning how to actually use the foods, mm-hmm. how to get good sleep, how to get your exercise in, you know, how to get moving.
I was going to say, all of the clients are first meeting with you. Why it's stuck in your brain is it was embedded there because they spoke out loud from their
most vulnerable point.
Most vulnerableness of mm-hmm. really what they want.
And I want it for them.
More than they do sometimes.
Don't make me cry, but it's true.
Well, I know. You just want everything good, nice, you know, for other people to do what they can to make their life longer and just...
Well, I don't want people to look at me and go, oh my gosh, she did this. I want to be like that.
Yeah.
I want people to be like this. I want them to feel this good.
Seriously. I think about, okay, yeah, I want to live to 100. I had grandparents that lived in their 90s, but they were on medicines and stuff.
Well, like, and not I know why you're bringing
well,
this up.
So I
know.
Just wanted... Like, I want to do what I can to have a better quality of life for the longer life that I want to live.
Let's switch gears a minute because I know exactly why you brought that up. Mm. We're out on the trail this morning. We're riding our bike. Uh-huh. And it goes into... We're fired up about this. So we get out on the trail, by the way. We wake up. We already talked a little bit about... John mentioned... You know, I'm going to talk a little bit about listening to your lives this week because you got fired up.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, mm-hmm. we'll get out there. So we discussed a little bit of how we're going to get into this and the heart disease. So we're in the middle of this heart disease talk. And anyway, we stop for a second, and this guy happens to pull over. I was like, what now? What now? So he pulls over, he gets out, puts his gloves on, and walks over to us.
Just a happy guy. Hey, yeah, you
it was good great.
Morning. Yeah, you know.
Well, everybody on the trail, by the way, is like very happy today. They were very good morning. They were waving. They were happy.
Right.
Endorphins, all this stuff. So anyway, this guy gets
out. I noticed these full gloves. I'm like,
we start talking about bike riding. He says he's coming to trim some of these bushes. Mm-hmm. It's not even on his property. Just knowing as a cyclist that this can be hazardous.
Yeah, it really, he's clearing out so you can get a good view of the cars coming.
Absolutely.
It's awesome.
And I don't know what the holy kale. He starts talking about Walmart.
Yeah, what the heck?
Starts talking about Walmart. And he talks about everybody being, we were talking about like, oh yeah, we're out here all the time and, you know, we're riding our bikes. And mm-hmm. he's like, yeah, you guys look really healthy. I was like, well, that's not how it used to be.
Right.
I was definitely, and then I, by the way, my doctor told me I was healthy at 230 pounds and on blood pressure medications. And
but, you know, you want to try to lose some weight, you know, how they put it at. Like.
So this guy, so nice, nice. He's talking about, yeah, you know, I was
the smallest person in there.
In Walmart, he said. He was in Walmart, and he was, and it wasn't even locally.
Like, no, it was far.
He was just saying, I walked in, and I realized, he said, everywhere I looked, everybody was overweight, was what he says. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, this guy's kind of saying it like it is. But in my mind, I just thought, you don't even know what's going on the inside.
Yeah.
That's what I see now.
Well,
the heart disease, the diabetes, the autoimmunes, the swelling, the lymphedema, like this, all these diseases that everybody's walking around with. And people are only seeing one thing.
Exactly. Weight.
You got a lot to say.
Well, that's all. It's just like the weight is the only thing you see. I mean, all the other symptoms are, most of them are, they're invisible. You know, their skin condition or this and that from eating animal fats, animal protein, and any animal. It just, your body does,
John,
is not set up to digest that correctly. And that's why you get all these diseases.
My grandfather was 85 years old, and
man,
he's still riding his bike.
Yeah, he's doing great.
But that's what people immediately come back with mm-hmm. and say. So as soon as he starts talking about the weight of people, what?
Yeah, just talking about, well, my dad's 84. And
well, that came after I said the right. weight of people. There's more to it. Like, look at the heart disease is the number one killer is what I mentioned to this guy. And I said, do you know it can be reversed?
There was glitches.
Glitches start going on the eyes. And I said, heart disease can be reversed. You know, I said, here, we started a nonprofit. You know, here's our story.
Yeah.
That we just left a conference where the studies have shown for decades. I say these words. Studies have shown for decades that we could reverse heart disease. And what does he say?
Well, yeah, you know, like going on the internet, you really don't. Like, you don't know what information to believe or what not or what.
Opinion is what he said.
Yeah. Yeah.
Opinion is what he said. And I said, this is not about opinion. This is about
facts.
But this is, again, why I get so fired up, because this is unfortunate that you're laying the evidence out in front of people and they're still not realizing. I'm talking about people reversing heart disease without medications. I'm talking about people actually getting the tools to live longer, not be in the leading killer, and the leading killer doesn't look at this.
I know. So many times we're talking to people about this stuff, and then it's just one thing after another they want to try to knock down, you know. Oh, like right out of the gate, you're right with opinion, and no, this is like real facts. And
you got to see me in action today.
It was awesome, let me tell you. Just to see you in action.
Give them an idea.
It's great. I mean, it's just like anything, it's like you bust out your lightsaber,
you know.
That's their lightsaber for when like, yeah, oh, it's opinion, like, phew. No, it's not, it's facts, actually, that, you know, this isn't.
I come out nice and smooth.
Oh, when you do it so smooth and just,
well, you because know,
you help course correct them.
That's really what it looks like. I'm course correcting, because mm-hmm. as soon as I give some evidence or I lay down some facts,
then it's something else.
They always come back with,
you know, then it's something else. Oh, well, my grandfather or my father is still, you know, he's 84.
They don't hear the true evidence. It's like the glitch.
They do. It's hard to You think about everything you thought about food wasn't really right.
What did I say at the end? Because he kept going on with,
we were there for quite a while.
Yeah, but this, and yeah, but that, and yeah, but I'm taking baking soda. And I said, for what?
Oh my gosh, yeah, I'm taking baking soda.
I said, for what?
Well, you know, they say that, you know, the pH. And,
who's they?
I know. We didn't even get into it with the who's they. And
but I said,
Have you had your pH checked? Like, none of it matters. That. It doesn't.
They see it on the internet. They hear people talking about it. They see how many views that it's gotten. So this much, this must mean that it's going to be helpful for me. But nobody wants to hear the root cause of the disease. And I said, so why do you think that happened? And why do you think?
Yeah, why do you think your pH is high?
No answer.
No.
None.
But you told them the answer.
Well, it's for meat animals. You should just stop eating animals. And that's what I'd say to everybody. They always are worried about like everything. And I say, well, you know, oh, somebody said that you should do this to reduce inflammation. And I said, does that somebody still eat animals? Because that's the leading cause of inflammation.
Exactly. They're giving suggestions on that.
Listen, this is the tough love right here, and I'm going to say it. Everybody's looking for...
A quick fix.
You know, they're looking for the cure.
A lotion, a potion.
It's right here. Yeah. It's right here.
Doing it.
You have to show up to do it, though. And what I mean by showing up is, you hear me say in my lives, it's like going to the gym.
It is. I mean, you're not going to like build your skills without showing up.
But people...
And then, you know, oh man, my number's out of whack.
How many people go to the gym and just stand and watch?
No.
Nobody.
No. That's...
So I don't understand how people could do that here. If you're here, how can you stand and just watch other people reverse disease and not want to get in on it and do it too? What's stopping you? What is stopping you from going 100%?
I don't know. The feeling of maybe you're going to miss out.
Well, you're not.
You know what all the foods and the flavors are out there, and we just make ours taste the same because that's what your taste buds are accustomed
to. But I'm asking people out there.
We're changing out ingredients. That's all. It's really not that. That's why I say it's really not that hard when you wrap your head around it.
It's really not that hard. We make it easy.
Yeah.
But
maybe that's why.
We've talked about it. People get overcomplicated with too much information and watching all these videos and needing all these recipes. But we've really simplified it to we are not about the recipes. We're about the reality of this is how you live. This is how you do it. And it's much simpler than what you think. But I mean, I love the Wednesday classes because that's when we get to try new recipes. Like we're basically letting people in our lives.
Yeah, that's. And it's awesome.
We're going to batch cook on Wednesday night. You want to see what we're doing and learn what we're going to talk about? Then that's what you should do. You want to see how people are really getting this lifestyle down and absolutely crushing it? Then get in here and see what's actually going on.
I mean, and it's so much easier to be a good example if you're just doing it. And then we're just like showing you what we're doing.
We're just showing you what we're doing.
You know, we're creating this community and people
which is awesome
doing great.
Are they look at how I just asked, because well, with the week that I had, you know, people start texting me when everything is going wrong. My blood glucose isn't going good, the scale isn't moving, I'm stressed out, my sleep sucks, and then I don't see them. They're ghosts. And I can't coach ghosts, is what I said this week. I was like, so I kind of got a little.
We're not ghost hunters.
We're not
going to hunt you down.
Yeah, I can't hunt you down.
You got to just.
You have to show up.
To glow up, baby.
Show up to glow up. And that's the hard part, is saying like, man, I've had to do this a few times. Or that is the growth
exactly.
Of getting into the meetings or getting into my lives when I'm talking about what's your obstacle, what's stopping you, writing that stuff down, this rewiring I'm doing, the neuroscience that I'm bringing in, it's working.
Yeah, I mean, you have so much coaching and suggestions and how, you know, even when somebody...
It's not suggestions, it's called solutions, John.
Solutions, that's what I mean. Well, that's what I mean. It's not just one, it's not like just like this, but I mean, there's different ways to... get there.
There is, but the only way to get there is to show up. That's
eating plants, sleeping really good, avoiding toxins.
It all falls into line.
It's all community.
It all falls into line. Just show up.
Show up to glow
up. You have to show up. There's time to do that. Speaking of time, when do we start, by the way? Where are we at? How many minutes in?
Like 35 minutes in.
So, we're dropping stuff.
I'm dropping everything.
We've been at this podcast now for 41 weeks.
Wow, that,
Yeah, 41 weeks.
There it is.
Another example, right. I'm going to say, and you know what? I am proud of
it. Thank you, everybody.
I know everybody could do this.
Yeah.
It took some work to show up.
Yeah, it did.
I had a mission.
We had a focus and do what you got to do to get there. And
I still have a mission. Our mission and the reason why we're here is we're trying to show people that there is never going to be a good time to do the things that you want to do. You have to just do it.
You got to live today.
Right now. And if you're listening to this, you should be thinking, I want to do that. Say, I am doing that.
Yeah.
That's the shift right there that you hear me talking about in my coaching.
Mm-hmm.
It's an identity shift is what I want to get people to do. And that's what that tough love was about this week. And at first I felt a little like, oh my gosh, I never want to make...
Was that too harsh?
Well, I didn't say it like that. But...
No, I know. But you were worried about it.
Well, I did say to you, I was like, was that too much? Because I've never swore like that. I mean, I never really, I wasn't.
I'm like, no, sometimes you need tough love.
And then right away, somebody texted and said, man, I needed that. And I was like, okay, see? Then somebody else just said something really, you know, effective to, you say it like it is. Not, you know, you tell me what I need to hear, not what I want to hear.
Exactly. That's the best friend.
I'm not.
I mean, you know, you're the best coach. I mean, you're telling them what, you know, like a fucking friend should say.
Yeah. Whoa, you just dropped
it. Gosh. Well, people aren't honest with each other and life just gets so screwed up.
My friends, the friends I have, know I don't sugarcoat.
Uh-huh.
They know I do not sugarcoat anymore because I'm not here to, like, I'm here to help you get better every day. I'm not going to enable or sugarcoat what you're doing or how you're going. Mm. So if you ask me,
I'm going to tell you
what I say is somebody of, you know me, I say things like, do you want me to tell you what you want to hear? Or do you want me to tell you what you need to hear?
You literally
so I
say
literally
that,
say yeah. that to people because I just want them to be ready. I'm going to be very honest. Why am I very honest?
Because you were
care
there.
So much.
Yes. Yes. You've gone through a lot and you know what it takes to cross that freaking line that you have put in the sand for yourself. It's just invisible. Go. You deserve it.
You deserve to feel this good. So tough love, sometimes we need it. And that's what I was kind of bringing this week. It's true compassion is what it is. It's compassion because I actually feel for people and I don't want anybody to be sick. And we are going along with a system that keeps you sick. You're being fed by a food industry that doesn't care about your health. And we've got a health industry that doesn't care about our food. The leading cause of disease is heart attack. Like I said, by the end of this podcast, 90 people will die. That's not an opinion, by the way.
No.
That is flipping facts. And that fact is sad when we have a cure. And not enough people are talking about it. So like when I was talking to this guy today, I say it. Hey, plants might not be for everybody. I get it. People are still out there smoking. People are still out there drinking, even though we know that it not even one drink is healthy for us. That's them. But I want to get to the people that are like, I want to do this. I want to learn this information.
People that are ready for it will hear it.
Yeah, they don't call me a plant interventionist for nothing.
I'm telling you. You are like the best at freaking doing that. You talk to people and you how people say, oh, we meet them where they're at. And you know how to address every little issue and stuff. And you're helping. You've reversed so many. And I say you because you're doing the work. You're doing the coaching. Yes, we have community get together and everything. And I love it. But
it's like we need.
You are freaking awesome at that.
I just can't say enough how much I care about these people and how much I want them to
succeed,
hear me when I say, you want to do something different here? I'm going to say this because I can't stop right now. I'm going to just say podcast. I could say whatever I want. And this is
back.
The week that
yes.
I've just been like, hey, turn your camera on.
Yeah.
In class, turn your camera on in Saturday support group and watch how fast you turn around and kick some ass.
That is awesome. Look
Give
out.
Me some claps for that.
For sure.
And I know.
Real talk.
That's real talk. And I'm not just saying that because I think this is cool. Dean Ornish talks about it.
Yep.
Okay, this is the evidence. You want to see some real growth? Show up and let's hear how things are really going.
Show up to glow up.
I know what it's like to sit in the back and to keep my camera off.
Yeah.
And I would never be here today inspiring people if I didn't turn my camera on.
Real talk. Again, give me a
second. That's hard. That's hard because I want to feel for everybody and go, I know you're not having a good day and I know that this is rough. But I also know the people who are showing up.
Mm-hmm.
Their stuff is extremely rough as well.
Yeah.
Nobody here showing up has got something easy in their life or they'd be doing it.
Yeah, because everybody has a life and they've gone through stuff and this is where you really...
We have seen some successful stuff and I know I've been a little harsh. I was a little harsh this week, a couple times even.
I mean, people for 20 years getting off their insulin in a few weeks. That's amazing. Huge.
AFib, by the way. I actually wrote Dr. Lum this week.
Let's hear about that.
Just another story of, I'm going to get in, we'll get into this maybe before the health report. I'll finish.
Yeah, by the time you...
So I have this amazing... Amazing, amazing client. And let me tell you what, just this occurred where all of a sudden she came back and life is lifing. Like I was just saying, another perfect example, just the job she has, the life she's living, very important. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So stress is there. Family stuff is there. Like so many other people, I'm really grateful to be able to share this story. You know, and it's one thing to be getting the food down and she's doing an amazing job and it's impacting, you know, other people that she loves. And I love this. Like we're going in the right direction. And then all of a sudden, I've got AFib. Wow. And I was like, wow, okay. So I already know that what we're doing is right away the right course of action to be taking. You know, she's dealing with the doctor and the medical system. They're hooking her up. They're putting through all this. And like on top of this, I don't want anybody to stress out. So right away, it's one thing for me to give all the, you know, I'm here for you. We're going to do this. We're going to set up a plan and we've got this. It's not going to be just the food. We're going to talk about stress management. We're going to really get this aligned. But there's one thing I knew I needed to do in this case. I love Dr. Stephen Lohm. He's on YouTube and he does these incredible videos. He's a cardiologist. We love seeing him. I missed him at ICNM, I told him.
Yeah, totally.
Isn't he the coolest?
He is the coolest. He's the one we were down doing a demonstration in front of the headquarters of McDonald's in the city.
Oh, gosh.
Remember a few years back? That was awesome.
So I didn't even get to, Dr. Neil Barnard's like, hey, do you guys want to go down and protest in front of McDonald's? Like,
yeah,
give up bacon. Awesome. And they gave us signs and we get down there and we meet Dr. Lohm. Well, first of all, he's just a really cool guy. And
totally
then he's like,
cool.
I'm a cardiologist out of Rush. I'm like, I got to get serious. Like, I'm over here goofing around.
He read their own guidelines. He's like, I've read it twice, followed it. And where
American
was I
Heart
going?
Association.
Yeah. Like, I would, you know, same place as everybody else.
That talk that he did.
I mean,
that talk I must have sent out to 50 people the first
time. How much weight did he lose? He went plant-based.
His whole family. Like
everybody, yeah. Huge, huge success stories.
So we see Dr. Lohm last year at ICNM, and he talks about like, hey, I see you guys out on your bikes and got me motivated to go join a run.
Marathon.
Yeah, he's doing these marathons. And like we were saying, this is this incredible cardiologist talking about how he was following his own guidelines.
Yeah.
And he had high cholesterol. He had issues. So he went plant-based after watching Forks Over Knives. And the words he used, I love this. Dr. Lohm, I remember this. Okay. I will never forget it. He goes, I saw Forks Over Knives, this documentary come up on Netflix, and I thought, what is this propaganda?
Yeah, that's right.
And when I heard this doctor saying this, I was like, oh, he's saying the things that people need to hear.
Yeah.
And immediately, I to know he was local, and then we show up at, you know, McDonald's, and he's right there. I was like, wow, this is awesome. And now we're at ICM, and he's telling us, like, I saw you guys out on your bike, and that made me want to.
That was awesome.
So he's in this marathon, and two people drop of a heart attack.
Yeah, at separate times during the course, he revived two people, saved them.
Take this in a minute.
Yeah.
This cardiologist, thank goodness is on these plants so that he's there now. Yeah. He's in this marathon and two fit-looking people fall over and have a heart attack. Mm-hmm. Not once, but twice. Yeah. And Dr. Loam is there to save them.
Amazing.
Why aren't we hearing this all over the news 24/7?
It should be just a constant
reel.
He
should have a nonstop face on a billboard saving lives left and right.
Yeah.
Because here's where it comes full circle. I'm talking to my client, and I know that this AFib is happening, and I think I know exactly what she needs to hear. And I send her this video of Dr. Loam mm-hmm. talking about reversing AFib. And this guy's out there talking about it, and I'm thinking, we're doing it. So I send her this video. She goes through all the things with the doctors, and she comes back and basically tells me they didn't know what to say. It's like, not there. And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, I kind of left with no answers. I go, because it's gone. Because they said it's gone. We're not seeing any signs of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't say, they don't know how to say that you've reversed it or you've...
There's nothing in the medical stuff about reversing stuff.
None.
Like, that was taken out on purpose. That was like, hey, we got to scrap this idea.
Yet we've known for decades that we can reverse heart disease. Uh-huh. And then we've got these amazing tools and doctors who are also... Anyway, thank you to Dr. Loam for his endless work.
For sure.
We are paying attention. And we're really grateful. And because of that information and the tools here at Plantspiration, she's reversed her AFib, and that's massive, and more people need to know. So that's why we're in here. That's why we're in here talking about this stuff. Sure. It's not just us, it's other people. And it needs to get out there. More of this needs to get out there.
Yeah, and more people need to know that, you know, how to do it. And
yeah, that's the thing.
Learn it, live it, love it, really.
And she's been showing, she shows up to all her appointments. Yep. You know what I mean? Just another person who's committed to their health and learning and getting mm-hmm. better and better at this.
Yeah, you know? I also saw that, and that kind of stinks when people don't show up for themselves, for the calls.
Oh, yeah. So that happens sometimes, and I know that things happen.
Things come up, you know.
But I have a...
Well, then you get a sneaky suspicion.
Well, I
sometimes.
Yeah, I just
You just want the best for people.
I want the best for people, and that's why I kind of got a little hard this week with, I want this, and mm-hmm. I know that they can do it, and yeah. I know that they're capable of it, but I also know that voice in our head, that self-confidence, and just not having self-efficacy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Oh, I should have told you a story about that. Self-efficacy isn't taught in school.
Right.
I'll just say that right there.
No.
It's not a word that's taught in school.
It's not a thing.
It's not a thing. And they're not about to teach you that at doctor's office either on how to take the best care of yourself so you don't need to go back. Did I say that?
I think you did.
I mean, we need doctors, but that's what I'm saying.
When you were talking about Dr. Loam and his story about, hey, yeah,
he's awesome.
Saying all the right stuff, you know, and really getting, I was thinking about one time we get in the car and, you know, we're ready to go somewhere. And I hear, you know, the radio's on a little bit, but I hear this lady talking.
Oh my gosh, I know where you're going.
Plant-based stuff and everything. You're like, oh,
we're listen, in the car.
She's saying everything that I say.
Wait a minute, this is amazing.
She's saying all the right stuff. That's what you said.
We're in the car and I hear this. We were just driving around and I hear in the background there's a little bit of talking
mm-hmm.
of whatever podcast might have been playing.
Whatever popped on, yeah.
And I vaguely heard it and I turn it up a little bit. And you're still talking about, like, we're still going off. And I was just kind of, like, tuning in. I was like, oh, my gosh. And I think I even, like, smacked you on the arm. I was like, do you hear this lady?
Yeah, you did.
I was like, do you hear her? I was like, hold on, let me turn it up. I lean in. I turn it up a little bit more. I was like, she's saying all the things that I'm saying.
I know.
I was literally freaking out like this.
I know. I'm like, that's because it's you.
It was some podcast I was on. I've been on...
You get in the car and your phone hooked up to it. For some reason, this podcast went on. That was hysterical.
It's the only time I listen...
I wish I had a laugh
was something like that, because I don't like to listen to myself. And that's why I didn't reckon... First of all, I just want to let everybody know. Funny. I've done a lot of podcasts, maybe almost 40. not including my own. I've done a lot of podcasts, and I don't listen to them. I can't listen back. I don't need to. I know what I said. I know what I did, and I don't want to second guess how I sound. And like, my gosh, it's speaking of. Now I'm really riled up.
Oh, jeez.
I listened to episode one of Plantspiration
Unplugged. Why would you do that?
It came up. Ouch. On my, I'm listening to my iTunes, and why do they show up in there?
What do you mean?
Why do the episodes of this podcast come up? No, our recordings. It's not like coming up. I'm listening to my iTunes. Listen to me. And somebody out there probably knows what's going on. I'm listening to my iTunes, just regular songs that I've uploaded. Listen to me.
I thought we talked about the marketing, stealth marketing.
No, it's not the podcast. It's the voice part that we've saved somewhere that comes up. It is not the podcast.
What?
This is what I'm saying.
Just a little voice clip?
No, for the love of kale, John.
The whole podcast?
I'm telling you, wherever we save the audio, that audio is coming up in my iTunes.
Wow.
And it's not the Plantspiration Unplugged podcast.
That's weird.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. So anyway.
I got to hear this.
Oh my gosh. Goodness. What I
now
was
that we
saying,
got that out of the way.
What I was saying is I'm listening to my radio and all of a sudden this episode comes on and it's episode one.
Oh goodness.
And I couldn't get to the part where I was like stopping. I couldn't touch. My phone wasn't around. So I couldn't stop or skip. And I'm like in my AirPod, Siri, skip. And it's not doing it. And I'm hearing my voice. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm cringing inside. Have you listened to it?
I haven't.
Don't.
No, I'm not.
Don't.
I'm not. I'm good.
I mean, it's
rough. Take it off the air.
No. No, because that's exactly what we're doing here is explaining to people. It's not always pretty. It's not always easy.
Well, that was the whole point of it.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I knew I wanted to do this, but I wasn't sure. I didn't really think it through because I was just like, we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever happens, happens.
We are doing it. And speaking
of
doing it.
But I was worried about the whatever happens, happens. No,
what
whatever
mean?
Happens, happens.
But what do you mean you were worried about the whatever happens,
like,
happens?
You know, like, what am I going to say, this or that? It was just like all wrapped up in my head without just being in a conversation.
You overthink.
That's what it is.
You
I'm,
were
I'm
overthink.
An engineer.
But we're in here and you always say, I just want to sit back and talk. And then you were getting in here and you were, wait, if you heard the first one, you will.
I'm never going to.
I'm not either. Thing. I don't want to look back. And that's exactly how I do life.
Yep.
Like, that's what I tell people when I'm coaching them. Don't look back at all the things that have gone wrong or that didn't go right. And I know because I used to sit there.
I'm
Man, I should have never done that or I should have never done this. Like, I spent 40 years doing that crap.
Yeah, right.
What a waste of time. What a waste of time to think about all the shit you did wrong.
Seriously.
Let it go, like Mel Robbins said. I mean, that's nothing new. Let it go and go live.
Yeah. Worry about what's hit. You're on the highway to health now. Let's worry about what's coming at you. You know? Like, it reminds me of my Jeep one time. I'm just cruising down the road. All of a sudden, a mirror falls off the windshield. I'm like, what the hell? And I didn't put it on for like a year. And I was like, man, my life was great. It got so much better. I wasn't looking in the mirror, worried about what's going on behind me.
What a great analogy. Well, yeah. We do talk.
I mean, I got side mirrors, so I know I wasn't getting rear-ended. But
kind of like me driving with that
like
mattress yesterday.
It was a distraction. Your past is a major distraction is what I'm saying.
Wow, what like, a great way to look at it. That's profound.
Seriously, without that mirror on the windshield, it was like not in my way
well,
to see what's coming at me. I wasn't worried about the past. I'm already past it.
Well, it's also not only a distraction, but you're not growing from it.
No.
You're not growing from it. If
you already
still,
know what happened. How many
times are you going to think about like you blew it? You messed it up. Great. Do something different. This sounds like it's coming easy out of my mouth, but I've been down this road. And the something different
was. That's the
only
reason we're talking about it so candidly like this. We're not shaming anybody.
Exactly.
We've lived it, been there and just.
That something different was saying, I'm going to keep my seatbelt on and I'm going to give this a go and I'm going to stick to it and I'm going to do exactly what I know the evidence says, which is eat your plants off, which is show up. Show up. We had each other is how this started, by the way. We had each other in the house.
We were our community. There was, you know, I mean, five of us at the time.
We talked about
it.
It
was a community. So that really got us onto that pillar early, really early.
We knew. That's well, the reason why we started Plantspiration, I said, is because we knew that we had each other and I knew that people, I started coaching people right away, trying to help them, guide them.
Yeah.
in the beginning. I wouldn't even say full-on coach, just here's some information. Let me help you however I can. Yeah. And it's there was more to it. They had to stay connected.
Well, sure.
They had to stay connected.
You couldn't just have, here's your little, you know, starter pack.
It wasn't as effective as when we started the support group. And when we started the support group, I really, okay, I don't like to look back like we were just saying, but if there was something I could go back and do, it would have been keep track of all the weight lost.
Oh, yeah.
Keep track of all the diseases lost. Because, by the way, everybody.
Well, I mean.
It's 333.
Damn near every disease on the list.
Let me just say this.
Pretty much.
When I started this, I did it with the same intention. I just wanted to help people. I wasn't thinking about keeping track of every single thing. I wasn't thinking about doing a study because I'm not clinical. I was thinking, and I continue to think from my heart.
Yeah. I mean, the best, you're going after like results and helping people as quickly as possible. You know, it wasn't about stats.
It wasn't about stats.
All right, this is about
now I've got a board people. And I've got people that actually want the stats and they want that stuff. But this still has been about from the heart to me because I feel for people emotionally. I feel for them empathetically. And I feel for the people who lose loved ones, which somebody just lost another one because this information isn't out there. And that is how straightforward I'm going to be about this. This is the only diet and lifestyle ever proven decades ago to reverse heart disease. What is stopping you now from joining Plantspiration and saying, I'm going to give this a go and I'm going to find this community that supports me through this situation because this is where this is happening for people, the showing up. When you
sit back. The real results, long-lasting, lifelong
results. This isn't a diet.
Exactly. This is just how
this is about how to make it happen so that you can travel and make it happen, so that you can deal with stress and grief and loss and tragedy and the good holidays
and stuff, you know, and birthdays without, you know.
This is how you do it.
Sick.
When you sit back and just watch, you think you're playing it safe. You know what I mean?
True.
But really, you're reinforcing the same stuckness that got you here.
Wow. Real talk right there.
That's what I want. That's what I'm going to say. Science shows that participation, turning on your camera, showing up to support groups, joining stuff like this, which what we do in here is we share our wins constantly. We are always speaking up. Literally all this stuff I do during the week rewires the brain from that old loop that people get stuck in.
Yeah.
So that's what the neuroscience part, and that's why we do this live, not just in theory. We let people into our life to see, hey, this is what's going on in the middle of everything. If when things get tough, we get tougher. And what I mean by that is more greens, more fruits, more vegetables, you know, and that's what I want to continue to inspire and teach people to do. We know I'll quit smoking when the stress isn't so bad. Do you know how ridiculous that sounds to me now? And that's how I was out in the garage smoking my cigarettes.
Yeah.
But I'm so stressed out right now. And yet you knew this doesn't make sense. I'm not aligned with this. And boy, does it feel good to get aligned. And this is why I'm so adamant and such tough love this week of saying, people, for the love of kale, get aligned with what you want. And you're going to feel so damn good that you're going to be right here going, I know exactly what she's talking about. I've been there.
I love that. I hear that so much.
We do hear it.
I do.
Speaking of which, let's go right into the Plantspiration Health Report, which, by the way, is brought to you by Plantspiration members. Just $50 a month, you can join Plantspiration, one-on-one lifestyle medicine coach and daily live coaching, nutrition education and cooking classes, Saturday support group, giveaways, and so much more go on. Daily challenges, giveaways. It is like, almost like that new, thank you to the gal we found on the plane. She showed up to class. Oh, and then everybody's like fangirling. They're like, oh my gosh, that's what this community is.
Awesome.
It's just beautiful. So
it is.
Everybody at Plantspiration is the reason why this is happening. They are truly the inspiration the world needs to see. We are doctor recommended, veterans free. Please reach out to team@plantspiration.org if you'd like to check out a free class or if you're a veteran. And for all doctors and physicians assistants, we do have a doctor referral program. Yep. Email us at team@plantspiration.org and we can set your patients up with 1 month free.
Yeah.
Maybe tell your doctor that we have this program.
Heck yeah.
By the way, we volunteer all of our time. so that you have more time. So back to the Plantspiration Health Report that we started with our new Eat Your Plants Off nutrition, education and cooking classes with lifestyle medicine.
That's right.
Involves, which they're, we started the Plantspiration Health Report when we started the classes. So let's hear. Last week, we were at a whopping 1,946. And today, everybody at Plantspiration is logged in. And what do we have? Let's hear it.
You want to hear the number right out the gate?
Let's hear the wins first. We just talked about AFib.
Right. Being we're talking reversed. About people that are doing so good. They're off their insulin and for metformins. They're losing weight, losing meds, feeling great. No meds anymore.
No meds anymore.
People being able to wear rings that they couldn't wear for years.
Let me explain that.
That's really
the inflammation
really
and arthritis and enhanced sentimental.
It's awesome.
Do you hear that? Years.
Years.
And for this gal, I want to almost get emotional and cry and say, this means so much to hear that she can put that on and cherish these moments.
Big time, big
love,
time.
Love, love.
Don't ruin my mascara.
Please. Okay? So drum roll, please.
We're at 1,973.
Holy lentils.
Holy
for
lentils.
The love of lentils.
Kale and lentils, yeah.
This is what we're talking about. Thank you for all your donations,
you
by the way.
Awesome.
This is how we keep showing up here, putting the lights on, having a microphone, having these free classes, giving away these grants so people can join us and get this down. We're so grateful. You know, I don't want to shame anybody for not doing it or struggling or having a hard time or
That's
not
right.
turning the camera on. That's the last thing I want to do is make anybody feel bad.
No, but we're shooting it straight to you though. I mean, that's what really makes the growth happen.
I care more about their results than the excuses in the moment.
Yeah.
And I know you can do it. If you're listening now, you can do this. Don't let nothing stop you. Eat your plants off. Here, I'm just going to drop 7 tips before we get out. Are we almost out of here?
Oh, yeah, we're out of here. We're good.
I'm going to drop my 7 tips. Okay, tip number 1 actually is going to be, we're going to drop 8 tips.
Okay,
we're
going to
do 8 tips. Write them down and get ready. Eat your plants off. That's not a joke. Listen
That's
to what
right.
I'm saying. Eat your plants off. It's actually a method.
Yes.
Eat your plants off.
It is.
Go 100%. Mm-hmm. 99% is harder, and if you're stuck, you've been going 99%.
True that.
And I'm not just talking about the food. I'm talking about sleep. I'm talking about stress management. I'm talking about showing up to support groups. I'm talking about getting the movement in, and I'm talking about removing toxins. And quit searching. And that doesn't mean quit searching for
that
the right answers.
That doesn't mean quit educating yourself.
That means sometimes we are searching for the answers when they're all here at Plantspiration.
Yeah, that's a way. That's like a
procrastination.
Well, yeah, you're, yes.
Procrastination. You're just, you know, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? I think you should just.
Oh, I saw this new dressing or, you know, what do you think?
I think you should just eat your plants off and get going.
Yeah.
Because what I'm trying to do is empower you. My job is to empower you to create these healthy habits that last a lifetime. So empower yourself. You have the information. You know where to go to learn how to prevent and reverse disease.
Yep.
Seek the support is what I'm saying.
Boom.
This is where it's at. You're not alone, okay? Because a lot of people are saying things like, I have nobody like this who does this. I'm living in a town where nobody does this.
That's why we created this community.
That's why this is here.
It's
that's
awesome.
That's what this is about. Mistakes happen.
Yep.
If you're in a support group and you're in a support system and you're set up with this awesome.
You have support.
You can have mistakes. That's how we grow from them and we learn from them. And in the right community support system, you're going to get right back up and blow those tires up and keep on going.
Yep. You're not
going
to get beat up.
You have to find your joy. You have to have a purpose every day. Mm-hmm. When I wake up every day, I realize I get another chance at living this day and inspiring more people to live longer too. And number 8, do you know what it is? It's the greatest. Join Plantspiration.
There
go to plantspiration.org and join us. you will crush chronic disease, lose weight and feel great and have the support you need. I think we're out of here because we still have work to do today and we've got to wrap this up. Don't let nothing stop you. Just keep showing up and tough love. It's because I love you guys and I know that you can do this and you deserve this.
I love you too, man. You guys be cool.
All right. Eat your plants off. Drink some water. Chug it. And don't forget to text somebody that you love.
Chug.
I'm having flashbacks. This one's about water, though. All right, you guys. No. We love you. See you later.
No beer bongs. We're done with that.
You don't say that. That was a long time ago.
Water bong.
Yeah. Get out of here.
No, not like that either. Oh, my God. Stop.
All right.